This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's Mental Wealth with me, Dr. T.K. Harris. Welcome. When approaching any issue, a bit like I said in the last video, think of the issue as outside yourself. It's something that you need to look at, but it is not you. It is something that is bothering you, and so you're going to pay it some attention. Now, when we deal with obsessions, anxieties, and waswas from the point of view of the intellect, this is a very steady and rational process. And again, there's a lot of letter R's involved. Read, record, research, and reaching out. So let's go through each of these in turn. Reading is extremely useful because you are finding out the truth of the disorder. If you were to read about the disorder, you'll find that roughly 3 in every 100 people suffer from it. It's very common, and you'll also find that, as opposed to even 20 or 30 years ago, most cases are very easily treated, because for many hundreds of years it was almost beyond medicine. But such is the way, alhamdulillah, that with research and with treatment, we can get on and we're curing most people. So, when we look at the thoughts that underpin any obsessions or waswas, we can see these things going on. Some people feel that they're unforgivable. Some people feel that Allah does not love them or that He's abandoned them. Some people obsess that they're not reading the Quran properly or they're not reading it enough or that their mistakes that they're making when reading it will make them punishable and unworthy. Some people have shameful thoughts and they believe that those thoughts are actually theirs and that they somehow are evil people for having these thoughts. Others feel that when they pray or offer dua, that it isn't accepted because they haven't cleaned themselves properly or haven't done exactly the method that they were supposed to. And many feel that they're not clean because they're very particular about their wudu or their ghusl, and they feel that they haven't quite cleaned themselves or that they're contaminated again afterwards. As you can see, there's so many opportunities for a person who's of good conscience to feel that they're caught out. And it's not surprising that so many people have these doubts and fears, because we all have them to a certain extent, but when they get out of control, they can consume the most righteous and the most pious among us. So, this is the OCD and waswas anxiety cycle. You have unwanted thoughts. They become a little bit unbearable, and so you start feeling stressed. And so you adopt habits or thoughts to make these things go away. You might be repeating your wudu. You might be reading the Quran obsessively, repeating each ayah, making sure you pronounce it right. And then the moment you do, you think you haven't done it right. 6 or 7 times or a fixed number of times just to make sure you've got it right. It's quite cruel. It's a bit like an addiction. You get a temporary relief, so then you're back to square one. The unwanted thoughts return, the stress returns, and you're back in the habits. And you can see how this reinforces itself. So how do we move forward from this? Well, the intellect offers us, as we remember, the ability to examine the evidence and the truth. So this is where the third R comes in, is where we record. What I mean is, we start a diary. We start looking at the thoughts, and we start wondering, what do I think? When do I think it? How do I respond? And how does my response help? Keeping a very simple diary of when these things happen is the very example of when you step outside yourself and say, okay, this is what's going on, this is what I think when these things happen, and this is what I do when I respond. Simply recording it gives you a sense of power over it. The next stage then is to research it, to test the evidence. You might, for example, discover that after you do wudu, you usually want to repeat your wudu within 3 minutes. So you could expose yourself to a situation where you prolong that time. If you repeat normally within 3 minutes, you could conduct a simple experiment where you say, okay, what if I perform wudu and I go without repeating for 5 minutes? How will I feel? When you do that, you'll find, usually, that you feel okay. Then you might stretch it out to 7 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And the more you do that, the more evidence you gain that you're not feeling so bad. So you have started to interfere with this cycle and you've broken out of it, When you've broken out of it, your brain naturally starts to put in the proper evidence. Actually, I'm probably doing my wudu right. I just get very anxious. And actually, if I just hold on to my anxiety, it goes away and I don't need to repeat my wudu. And this is the basis of what's called ERP, exposure and response prevention. It's usually done with the help of a psychologist, but there are people who can do it themselves. There is much more detail in my books, and there will be a lot more detail in the app, which will be interactive and talk people through their waswas or their anxieties with a very personalized approach, inshallah. Look out for it when it does come. Finally, the last part of the intellectual response is to reach out. And by reaching out means to consider if somebody can help you. Now, there's no shame in that, because if you're suffering and this thing is taking over your life, you have to reach out. Medicines do help. Most medicines for OCD are not addictive, and if you can get through the minor side effects for most people, then they can be extremely effective in reducing that noise that we talked about in the last video. Medicines such as SSRIs can be extremely useful and can virtually make the disorder disappear in many people. The final part of this three-parter is how to deal with OCD and waswas using the true self or the heart. And that's when things become really exciting and really powerful. I look forward to talking to you about it in the next video. It's worthwhile reminding you that my whole mission is to try to make this useful information available to everyone without cost directly to them. To that end, I'm writing books and I'm creating an app and I'm trying to promote this channel. Please do whatever you can to spread the word about it. Donate, buy the books, spread the word, subscribe to the channel, and inshallah, we will reach our target of 1 million followers. And at that point, I can start producing stuff without any cost to you. I look forward to speaking to you in the next video, inshallah. Wassalam.